我们念第一处的经文是马太福音第27章51到56节。
Matthew chapter 27 verses 51 to 56.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了，已睡的圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说这真是神的儿子了。有好些妇女在那里远远的观看，他们是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的。内中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有西皮太的两个儿子的母亲。
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those who with him were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened,They were terrified and exclaimed, Surely he was the Son of God.
Amen.
Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons.
第二处的经文在罗马书第六章第三到第七节。
Next scripture is in Romans chapter 6, verses 3-7.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order thatJust as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
再来的圣经节是彼得前书第三章第二十节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
Who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built? In it, only a few people.Eight in all were saved through water.
我们也这样读，时间太长。
It will take too long to finish the scripture reading.
我们跳过几处，
so we're gonna skip a few. Let's move to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书二章第九节到第十节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩。为人人藏了死位，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Hebrews chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
九章
Hebrew 9
希伯来书九章十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Hebrew chapter 9 verse 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
哥林多后书五章四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
彼得前书二章二十四节。
First Peter chapter 2, verses 24.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
Hebrews 11:13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
今天我们大会的信息，基督浩大的救恩。
And the theme of the conference is the great salvation of Christ.
主的救恩太大了。
His salvation is truly great.
主耶稣一生八个段落。
And there are 8 segments in the life of Jesus.
组织成为浩大的救恩。
And together, they consist of this great salvation.
第一件是主降生。
The first segment is his birth.
第二件是主生活在地上。
And then his living on earth.
第三件是钉十字架。
And his crucifixion.
第四件是埋葬。
Fourth, his burial.
第五件是复活。
The fifth, his resurrection.
第六件是复活之后。
Sixth.
四十天留在地上。
The 40 days after his resurrection on earth.
第七件是升天。
The 7th is his ascension.
第八再来。
The last one is his second coming.
好像我们的音乐一样，从低哆到高哆。
It's like the music note from do, low do to high do.
而组织成数不过来的乐曲。
All these eight notes can form many melodies.
主一生八重的经历。
And the eight layers of experiences of Jesus' life.
也组织成我们教会神的儿女各种各样的经历。
It's also the experiences that the church share.
这是我们只讲两个重点。
And this time I will only share about two segments.
基督的死和基督的复活。
The death and the resurrection of Christ.
好像是很普通的两个题目。
It may sound very ordinary.
但基督的死和基督的复活。
Yet the resurrection and his death.
这两件事深入比海洋还深。
And they can be as deep as the depth of ocean.
我们是 们从很大简略来说一点。
And simply put,
主的死。
The death of the Lord.
当主死的那一天。
On the day of his death.
马太福音二十六章就讲他那一天的情形。
Matthew 26 described the condition of his death.
主大声呼叫。
And when he cried out.
气就断了。
And he breath his last breath.
地上的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the moment the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to the bottom.
地大震动。
The earth shook.
磐石崩裂
and the rocks split
坟墓开了
and tombs broke open
死人又起来了
and the bodies of many holy people were raised to life
这些主死的时候那个影响的力量
imagine that influence that power of his death
第一件是幔子从上到下
first thing that happened was the curtain of the temple
裂为两半
was torn into two from top to the bottom
圣殿是非常高的建筑
the holy temple is very tall
所以幔子也非常高
And so is the height of the curtain.
人不可能从上面撕下来的。
And there's no way someone can manage to split on their own.
幔子本身很厚。
And the curtain is very thick.
三种的东西组织成功的。
And it's made by three ingredients.
幔子上面绣着基路伯。
And on top is cherubim, the image of cherubim.
基路伯有四个脸面。
And a cherubim bears four faces.
有人的脸面。
The face of a man.
有狮的脸面。
The face of a lion.
有牛的脸面。
And an oxen.
有鹰的脸面。
And an eagle.
基路伯代表万有。
The cherubim represents the all creation.
从上到下把幔子裂为两半。
And when the veil was split into two from top to bottom.
说主的死把万有都废了。
It tells us that the death of Christ has abolished all creation.
地大震动
and the earth shook
地的权势
and the earth is a power
主的死把地的权势废了
yet he also had done away with the power of the earth
这地的权势有多大
how great was the power of the earth
两千年教会一直和地的征战
for over 2,000 years church fights against the earth
我们知道这个世界的力量
we know the strength of this world
但是你儿女都要看见
yet the children of God we need to see this
主的死把地的力量废了
the death of the Lord has abolished the power of the earth
坟墓也裂开了
and also the many tombs were broke open
坟墓是到阴府的力量
and the tombs speak of the power of Hades
阴府是为了关锁人
and Hades is a place that keep people
从来不释放人的
it's not a place that set people free
主的死把阴府的力量也废了
and the death of the Lord also has done away the power of Hades
而死人起来了
and the dead people rose from the dead
主的死把死亡的力量也废了
and that tells us that the death of the Christ has also abolished the power of death
所以十架的死的力量有多大
so you can see how great the power of his death
把万有都废了
abolished all creation
把地的权势废了
done away with the power of the earth
把坟墓权势废了
and opened up the tombs
把死亡权势废了
and abolished the power of death
然后我们要看见
and also we shall see
主的死的伟大
and the greatness of his death
旧约里面写最大的事
and the greatest thing written in the Old Testament
都说到主的事
always pointing to the death of Christ
挪亚时代的洪水
for example the flood in the time of Noah
那时的洪水把天下最高的山岭都淹没了
and the flood covered even the highest mountain at the time
地上有气息的都死了
and all those who had breath died
连飞鸟都跑不掉
even the birds that flew in the sky died
而挪亚的洪水
and the flood of Noah
在彼得前书今天我们圣经没有读
according to 1 Peter which we did not read today
就说到挪亚的洪水
talk about the flood
就预表我们的受浸
represented our baptism
说到基督的死
talks about the death of Jesus Christ
基督的死把万有废了
the death of Christ has abolished all creation
而且我们看见第二件大事
and the second thing we see
摩西带领几百万以色列人过红海
When Moses led millions of Israelites passing through the Red Sea
当以色列人出埃及的时候
When they left Egypt
法老王后悔了
The Pharaoh regretted what happened
几百万不需要公司的劳工怎么让他们走了
She said all these like cheap laborers, how can I just let them go? So he sent his armies to go after them. Of course, the Israelites moved slowlier than the soldiers.
And
they're old and young, the little ones too. So of course, the army of the Egyptians are faster. And the Lord sent his pillar with clouds and fire. In between Egyptian soldiers and Israelites. Therefore, these Egyptian soldiers saw Israelites right in front of them. Yet because of the pillars of cloud and fire, they could not catch them. And when they came to the edge of the Red Sea, and Israelites complained greatly. They said, look, there are soldiers after us. And there's this Red Sea in front of us. So Moses, why did you bring us here? Moses cried out to God. And the Lord says, just command to the Red Sea. And divide the Red Sea. Therefore, Israelites can pass through Red Sea as if are walking on dry land. And the Egyptian soldiers follow through. Suddenly, the water covered. They were all drowned in the ocean. And the following day, Moses rose up and saw the dead bodies of all the enemies. He said something so well. He said, not even a single foe survived. All the soldiers died. And that experience of passing through the Red Sea is also mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Paul said that refers to the death of Christ. That your forefather that passed through the cloud and passed through the sea.
保罗就说红海的浸, 预表受浸,
so the Red Sea represents baptism too.
预表主的死,
represents the death of Christ.
而红海的浸历,
and the experience of the Red Sea.
说基督的死,
is the death of Jesus Christ that has abolished our foes. Not even a single foe remains. All the enemies are buried in the death of Jesus Christ. And again comes the book of Joshua. And Joshua led also millions of Israelites passing through Jordan River. And Jordan River is the rapid, has very rapid streams. And every place you go, sometimes the drop can be over 120 feet. It's like a waterfall. Therefore, it's not easy for people to just pass through the Jordan River. And that day, Jordan River tried to pass, the Israelites tried to pass Jordan River. And at the time, it was flooding. There's no way people can just cross. And he commanded a priest carry the Ark of the Covenant, walk in front of Israelites. And the Ark of Covenant is the most important thing. And the Ark of Covenant represents Christ, the head of his church. So the Lord walks ahead of us. So a priest carried the ark. They went to the river Jordan. I really admire them.
这么大的河水啊,
such a rapid stream. And they did not hesitate. They set the foot into the water. And wherever they set the foot in, at that moment, the water, the flow was cut off and stopped in the distance.
停在亚当城,
at the city of Adam. And the water started to pile up like a high tall wall. And the water was like a wall. And millions of Israelites passed through the river. And I think it would take them one day and one night to finish. And the water started to pile up. And these eight priests had surely great faith.
这个一天一夜这个以色列人一直过去。
You know, it took a day and a night for Israelites to finish walking through. 真的
没有信心的把约柜放在自己就跑掉了呀。
If they are without faith, they might as well just drop the ark and walk on their
own. 他们下约旦河的时候。
When they set their feet into the water.
在这边岸上面选了十二块石头。
And first they picked 12 stones on the riverbank.
石头上面写着以色列十二支派的名字。
And on each of the stones they wrote the name of each tribe.
把它放在河底。
And they bring those 12 stones and bring to the floor of the river.
到最后祭司要上岸了。
And when they're about to leave,
祭司在河底选了十二块石头。
Those eight priests picked 12 stones from the river.
写上十二支派的名字。
And also on each one of them, they wrote the names of 12 tribes.
带到对岸放在那一面。
And they would bring to the other side of the river and lay down the dry ground.
约旦河水也说到基督的死。
And the river Jordan speaks of the death of Christ.
基督的死，我们己生命废掉了。
And that death also abolished our self-lives.
旧约三件最大的事。
So three great things in the Old Testament.
都说到基督的死。
Speak of the death of Christ.
基督的死把万有废掉了。
And his death abolished all creation.
基督的死把仇敌废掉了。
Has done away with the power of our enemies.
基督的死把我们己生命废掉了。
And also do away with our self-lives.
这样的儿女的眼睛都要看见了。
So your eyes have to be opened.
红海淹没所有的仇敌。
The Red Sea kill all the enemies.
没有留下一个。
Without even keeping a single.
今天我们仇敌多不多？
Do we still have a lot of enemies?
我们有没有仇敌？
Do you have enemies?
仇敌太多了，对不对？
There are many enemies.
主说没有留下一个。
The Lord said, not a single foe will remain.
我们都要在信心里面宣告。
And therefore, we need to proclaim in faith.
主为我们死。
That how Jesus died for us.
把所有仇敌废掉了。
Through his death, he has do away with all the foes.
包括我们的疾病。
Including our sickness,
包括我们的脾气,
our temper,
包括我们所有的问题,
all our problems, issues,
我们的嫉妒,
our jealousy,
我们的污秽,
our filthiness,
我们的所有的旧造生命东西,
everything that's in my own self-life,
基督的死,
the death of Christ,
把所有仇敌废掉了,
has done with all of that. Hallelujah.
神的儿女明明还流转,
you may say, well, I still have all these problems.
我们我举了两个，一个疾病，一个脾气。
And temper or sickness.
这个疾病啊。
Sickness.
到处生的儿女犯通一样的病。
And that's a common problem with children.
大病没有信心。
When we have a big disease, we don't have faith.
小病不在乎。
But when we have small sickness, we don't care.
那我们就没有好祷告的了。
So that means there's nothing to pray for.
不需要信心了。
You don't need any faith anymore.
大病不可以没有信心。
Oh yes, it takes faith to deal with big disease.
小病不能不在乎。
But also we need to be careful about small disease.
主的死把所有都废了。
And the death of the Lord has abolished all.
神的儿女有没有病？
Children of God, do you have sickness?
有没有病?
Do we have sickness?
现在不讲话呢。
Everybody's quiet.
从来不病的啊。
Don't you get sick?
还是病了没有信心。
Or you just don't have faith.
我们要宣告信心。
And we need to proclaim in faith.
我六个孩子。
I have six children.
每一个人都有一样的病是医生没法看的。
And each one of them had a sickness that doctor had no way to treat.
神医治的。
They were all healed by God.
所以他们都相信神医。
That's why they all believe in miraculous healing.
要家庭教育。
And that's how we teach our children.
要教导自己的孩子，主为我们死了。
We need to teach our children how Jesus died for us.
一切的问题都解决了。
And that has done with all issues and challenges.
红海废掉一切仇敌。
And the Red Sea has covered all our foes.
没有留下一个。
Not even a single foe remains.
弟兄姊妹最普通就发脾气。
And you know, for example, we have ill temper easily, right?
有没有人不发脾气?
Who doesn't have temper?
我自己有这个见证。
I have a testimony.
我在主信主以前。
Before I became a Christian.
脾气很不好。
I have very ill temper.
受不了委屈。
I can be wronged by people.
不喜欢吵架。
I don't like to argue.
若是有人真的得罪我，我跟他打一架。
If people offend me, I would just beat them up.
脾气很不好。
I had a very bad temper.
信主了。
After I believe in the Lord.
我没有戒脾气啊。
And I didn't try to quit my temper.
脾气不戒了。
It just fell off of me.
我自己过了些时候才发现我怎么脾气不见了呢。
I did not realize until after a period of time.
脾气掉了。
Where's my temper?
脾气在红海里面死了。
It died with Christ in the Red Sea.
废掉一切仇敌。
Through that sea, he has abolished all my foes.
我们的疾病也死了。
Including my sicknesses.
我们的脾气也死了。
My tempers.
误会的思想也死了。
My filthy thoughts.
我们神的儿女都要支取主的伟大的救恩啊。
And our children of God, we need to know how to claim the great salvation.
洪水废掉万有。
The flood abolished all creation.
洪海废掉仇敌。
The Red Sea killed all our foes.
约旦河我自己也死了。
And in Jordan River, I myself died too.
十二块石头放在河底。
12 stones are left in the, on the bed of the river.
脚上岸的时候。
Once the priest set their foot on the bed.
那么高的河水倒下来。
Suddenly the river that was stopped fell down.
十二块石头永远埋在约旦河底了。
Those 12 stones are buried forever.
再也看不见了。
No longer be seen.
我们的自己都在约旦河底埋了。
In the same way our old self lives are buried within.
约旦河底的十二块石头放在对岸。
And the 12 stones that were taken up from the river.
现在我们是新造的人。
That speaks of the new life we have.
旧事已过。
Everything is past.
一切都成为新的了。
And all is renewed.
今天我们时间晚了。
And we're late tonight.
没办法讲的太多。
I cannot go into great detail.
主受死的苦。
But the suffering that he had,
这叫尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And he was crowned with glory and honor.
主受死的苦我们懂不懂啊？
Can we even understand the death that
都懂, 对不对?
he had? The suffering he has through his death, do we?
我们在不饼聚会赞美主。
And we praise the Lord in the breaking of bread meeting.
就赞美主的死啊。
We were praising his death.
赞美主为我们受苦啊。
We praise him for a suffer for us.
我们大家都懂。
We all know that.
但是真的懂吗?
But do we truly know that?
懂一点。
We may know a little bit.
主在十字架上面。
On the cross.
他的受苦从三方面来了。
And there are three aspects of his suffering.
第一面。
First.
人给他的苦。
The suffering that was afflicted by man.
这就是我们懂的这一面。
And we may understand that a little bit.
我们的不饼聚会就是懂这一面，赞美这一面。
So that's what we praise about in the breaking of bread meeting.
主受鞭打。
He was whipped.
我们也懂也不懂。
We can relate to that a little bit, but not fully.
因为这个鞭子是很毒的鞭子。
Because that is a very, very bad whip.
以鞭子里打是一个强壮的男人。
And just take a few beatings, you can kill a strong man.
主不需要受鞭打。
And the Lord that didn't have to be beaten.
钉十字架就够了。
He was about to be crucified. That was enough.
为什么十字架之前受鞭打的？
So why was he whipped before he was crucified?
主是神的儿子。
Because he was the Son of God.
神的儿子从来不会病。
The Son of God would never get sick.
但神的儿女会病, 对不对?
But the children of God do get sick.
主为着神的儿女,
therefore, for the sake of the children,
特别接受鞭打,
he was whipped.
赢了一个最大的权利,
in order to win for us a great
victory. 他受的鞭伤,
by the wounds he has,
你们便得了医治,
you have been healed.
这是主为我们赢来的权利。
And this is the right that the Lord has won for our sake.
什么叫做权利啊？
What does it mean by to have the right?
我付了价钱了。
You paid the price.
下面是我该得的。
So you are entitled to something.
主为我们付了极重的代价。
So what Jesus did was that he paid the price.
为我们赢来一个权利，并得医治。
And win a right for us that is healing.
我们若是不去祷告病得医治。
If we don't pray for healing.
我们藐视主的付的代价。
And we despise the price that Jesus has paid.
主付了极重的代价。
He has paid a great price.
叫我们病得医治。
So that our sickness can be healed.
人给主的痛苦。
And the pain that we cause to the Lord.
把主血挂起来。
And we have, we,
把主戴上荆棘冠冕,
and we put the crown of thorns on his head.
血生都流血,
and he was bleeding.
仍有苇子打他的荆棘冠冕,
and they used the rod to knock on his crown.
荆棘站到他脸头上去,
and the crown was sticking into his head.
全人都流血,
and so he was bleeding from top to the bottom.
这是一边人给他的痛苦,
and that is the pain that inflicted by man.
我们不必就会赞美就在这一面,
and that's what we can praise about in the breaking of bread meeting.
那就第二面更大的痛苦,
yeah, he suffered another aspect of pain.
实际上是个大的战场,
you know, the cross itself is the greatest battlefield.
这个有人类历史以来最大的战场了,
and that is the greatest battlefield in the history of mankind.
天国的君王,
the king of the heavenly kingdom,
和黑暗的君王,
the versus against the king of darkness,
面对面的征战,
face to face they fought.
这个征战哪一面都输不起,
and you cannot lose.
整个的儿子都输了,
if the Son of God lost,
他不能回到荣耀里去了,
he cannot return to his glory.
撒旦若成输了,
if the king of darkness failed,
他的国度都完了,
then his kingdom would be done with.
所以在世界上那个征战,
therefore there was a very severe battle.
仇敌发动到所有的力量,
enemy gave out everything they had
来攻击主,
to attack the Lord.
主的伟大在什么地方?
And what was the greatness of our Lord?
主的伟大在这个征战里面,
that is in this very battle.
主不能动用一点神儿子的力量,
he cannot use any strength as the Son of God.
主若动用一点神儿子的力量,
if he did,
主等于输了,
he would have lost.
那仇敌有话说了,
because the enemy could have an excuse.
这个神的力量对付仇敌的当然了,
he says, yeah, because you are God, you use the strength of God to deal with
it. 所以那天十架征战,
therefore on that day on the cross,
主耶稣没有动用一点神儿子的力量,
Jesus did not use any strength as the Son of God.
他必须要完全用血肉之身来胜过仇敌,
he has to overcome the foe with his flesh.
我们知道血肉之身多软弱,
you know how weak our blood and flesh are.
血肉就等于软弱的一个代名词,
and actually flesh and blood are equivalent as weakness.
而仇敌的力量多大,
and how great was the power of enemies.
仇敌的力量也以山倒海啊,
they can move mountains and sea.
那天主需要用血肉之身来抵挡仇敌的最大的力量,
yet that day on the cross our Lord has to use his flesh and blood to deal with the greatest power from the enemy.
这是主的世界上最伟大的地方,
and that is the greatest aspect of his crucifixion.
旧约的大卫,
in the Old Testament, David, he is one of the prophets that knew the Lord the
most.
He talked about this very battleship. He said, how majestic is your name in all the earth, O Lord. And for the sake of your enemies,
接力在吃奶婴孩的口中,
you establish your strength in the mouth of babe in infants,
叫报仇的闭口无言,
so that you silence your foe.
闭口无言这句话讲得很重,
and it's very serious saying that you silence your foe.
我把他放作哑口无声了,
so the foe couldn't even make a sound.
那个仇敌输得连声音都没有了,
and he lost, cannot argue.
你把能力接力在婴孩吃奶的口中,
because God put the strength in the mouth of babe and infants.
婴孩吃奶是人中间最软弱的,
and nursing babe and infants are weakest among mankind.
婴孩吃奶会不会去打架呀?
Can you imagine an infant rise up to fight?
婴孩吃奶不会打架呀?
They can't.
要打架一个指头又把他推倒了,
if they try to fight us, we can just push them.
有一个大的奇迹发生了,
and a great miracle happened that day.
有婴孩进来给他打架了,
this infant actually was able to fight,
而且和大的一个巨人打架,
and fighting against a giant.
结果什么呢?
And what happened? What was the result?
那么大的一个巨人被婴孩打倒了,
and that giant was defeated by a baby.
那真是输的连个声音都没有了,
therefore the giant couldn't make even a sound.
大卫写诗篇第八篇,
and Psalm 8, Dave wrote this,
你把能力建立在婴孩吃奶的口中,
you have established power in the mouth of infants and babies,
叫报仇的 闭口无言。
So that you silence your foe.
这就说到主耶稣的征战了。
And that talk about the struggle, the battle Jesus had.
主在地上三十三年半经过。
And for 33 and a half years on earth.
啊，就像吃奶婴孩一样。
And the Lord was just like that of a babe.
从来不用他的力量保护自己。
And he never protect himself with his own strength.
从来不为自己行个神奇。
He never perform a miracle for his own sake.
从来不为他自己留后地。
And he never tried to save himself.
虚肉自身来抵挡仇敌的征战。
With his own flesh and blood, he faced the enemy.
到十字架最后都成了。
And at the very end of his crucifixion, he said, "It is finished."
仇敌输了。
So enemy was defeated.
输得哑口无声。
And he silenced the foe. The foe could not even make a sound.
这道成肉身的奇妙。
And that is the marvelous of our flesh.
十字架是个大的战场。
The cross is a great battlefield.
光明的君王和黑暗的君王面对面征战。
The king of light was fighting against the king of darkness.
撒旦用一切的力量攻击主。
And with all their strength, the enemy tried to take the Lord down.
这个实际上我们这是我们看不见的这一面啊。
And that is an aspect that you and I cannot see.
还有第三面更大的痛苦。
And there's third aspect which bears an even greater suffering.On the cross,
担当我们所有的罪。
The Lord bore all of our sins.
他在实际上是负罪羔羊。
And he was the Lamb of God.
当他在实际上的时候。
When he was on the cross,
神看不见他的儿子。
Our Father God no longer see his own son.
只看见人的罪在十字架上。
But the sin of the whole world on the cross.
神就立刻击杀，没有容让。
Therefore, without hesitation, he punished.
就在十字架上面，神的审判临到了。
Therefore, the judgment of God was on the cross.
那天正午的时候。
That was at noontime.
天地都昏暗了。
Yet the entire sky turned dark.
神所有的愤怒爆发了。
Because the rage of God was exploded.
向他的儿子发泄了所有的愤怒。
His rage was poured down completely onto his own son.
神的审判临到了。
The judgment of God was on Jesus.
所以十字架上面六个小时。
On the cross, it took 6 hours for the Lord.
头三个小时受人的攻击。
The first 3 hours, the Lord tolerated an attack from man.
主耶稣很从容。
He was very calm.
后面三个小时。
Yet the second 3 hours,
审判临到了。
He faced the judgment of Father God.
是主耶稣实际上讲了七句话。
Therefore, you know, Jesus made 7 statements on the cross.
当中那句话的分界线。
And that...particular statement divided the 6 hours.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Oh my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
主耶稣一生称神为父的。
All his life he called God his father.
到了十架当中的时候。
But in the middle of crucifixion.
神把人的罪都放在他身上。
When the sin of the world was on the son of God.
现在不是神的爱子了。
He was no longer the beloved son of God.
这个负罪的羔羊。
Yet he was the lamb that carried the sin of the world.
他说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Therefore he said, Oh my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
神的审判临到了。
Because God's judgment came upon him.
下面的苦难是不是讲完了呢？
Does that mean his suffering stopped?
还没完。
No, it hasn't ended.
都断气了。
He breathed out his last breath.
他的魂下到阴间。
And his spirit went down to the Hades.
最大的征战开始了。
That's where the greatest battle started.
所有黑暗权势都在阴间。
All the power of darkness were waiting in Hades.
阴间把所有的人类都俘虏在里面。
And Hades where every dead person were kept.
阴间只为着关人，从来不放人的。
And Hades always keep people, they never release people.
现在人儿子的魂来到阴间了。
Now the spirit of the Son of God comes in.
阴间从来没有掳掠过这么狠。宝贵的尊贵的奴仆的。
And they have never captured someone like that.
阴间所有的力量看守那儿子，不让他出去。
And they tried their every strength to keep him there.
引起个大的征战。
And there was a great battle down in Hades.
我们最后一天要讲这件事。
And this is something we will talk about the last day of the conference.
所以大卫了不起的先知啊。
So I'm saying King is a great prophet.
大卫写了四篇诗。
He wrote 4 songs.
115篇到118篇。
115 to 118.
我们叫他叫哈里斯。
And they are the songs of Hallelujah.
说到复活。
It talk about the resurrection.
基督的灵借着大卫的口。
And the eternal spirit of Jesus Christ through the mouth of David.
讲他在十字架上的痛苦。
described the agony he had on the cross.
讲他在阴间的痛苦。
Described the agony he suffered in the Hades.
讲他在阴间的征战。
And also the battle he had in Hades.
征战得胜了。
Yet he won the victory.
神为他开了个义门。
And the Lord opened up the gate of righteousness.
主从那个义门出去。
So Jesus led Hades through the gate of righteousness.
大卫往上说，这是耶和华的门。
And they've called this the gate of the Lord.
所有蒙恩的人都要从义门出去。
And through which every righteous man will pass.
主从阴间征战得胜。
Because Jesus won the victory in Hades.
这是个大征战。
And that was a great battle.
我们现在懂得主的受苦了吧？
Now do we have a better understanding of the suffering Jesus had?
我们领会的太少了。
We can only know a little bit.
我们领会只领会人是一方面。
Our understanding is very limited.
魔鬼给他痛苦比人多得多了。
And yet his agony was much greater than what we understand.
神的审判更痛苦了。
And you can't even imagine when the judgment of God falls.
阴间的征战人。历史上面没见过。
And you have never heard of that in the history of mankind, the suffering in Hades.
才是主的真正得胜。
But that's where the true victory occurred.
为人人尝了死味。
He tasted death for everyone.
这句话在原文很奇妙。
And in the original context,
为人人尝了死味。
Says he tasted death for everyone.
所以圣经的真理啊。
The truth in the Bible.
主要主持。
We talk about the death of the Lord.
为我们死，为教会死。
We know the Lord died for us, for His church.
这是一般我们讲的。
And that's what we talk about.
真理不这样讲的。
But that's not how truth is.
主死不是为我们死。
The Lord doesn't die for us.
只能说为我死。
You have to say He died for me.
不能说为我们死。
Not for us.
就我们有的诗歌很好啊。
Therefore, a hymn was well written.
就是没有别人犯罪需要主救赎。
It says no.Not the other sinners that need his salvation.
这是为了我一个魂。
Even if I'm the only sinner,
主还要为我钉十字架。
He will still be willing to be crucified.
主死为我。
He died for me.
今天晚上大家都要弄准确了。
And so we need to know this clearly.
主死为我。
The Lord died for me.
不要说为我们。
Don't say the Lord died for us.
为我一个人主要是。
He died. If just I'm the only sinner, he will still die.
为人人尝了死味。
He tasted death for everyone.
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
So that he can lead many sons into his glory.
今天我们时间迟，我这么讲最后了。
And now I've come to the end of my first message.
问大家一件事：主到地上来，道成肉身。
The Lord has come to this earth.
他有没有目的
？What was his purpose?
住到地上来有没有目的？
What was the purpose for him to come?
主的目的是什么？
What was the purpose of Jesus coming to the world?
住到地上来的使命为什么？
What was his mission?
住来是为什么？
Why did Jesus come?
为什么？
Why?
这个应该答出来了，不答出来怎么不明了？
Don't we know why Jesus came into this world?
为我的罪死。
To die for my sin.
太小太小了。
That's a small reason.
为我们的生命死。
To die for my life.
太小太小了。
To lead us.
主来到地上。
He comes.
到底为什么呢？
What was his purpose?
我们中国人最喜欢讲一句话。
Chinese like to say this.
就喜欢讲命运。
We like to talk about fate.
这个人命好，这个人命不好，
I said,
对不对？
This person has a better fate. That one has a worse fate.
那我问你们，基督徒的命好不好？
So how are our faith as Christians?
好不好？
Do we have good faith?
好在哪里呢？
Why? 率领众，
大家不说了。基督徒为什么我们的命运好？
Why do we say we have great faith?
我们人活在地上。没什么命不命的问题。
You know, when you live on earth, really fate is irrelevant.
当然有了，这个人和那个人的遭遇太不一样。
Well, yeah, we have different encounters.
耶稣基督道成肉身了。
But for Jesus to be born as a man,
他既然来成为一个人。
He became a man.
他也有命运。
He had his fate.
主的命运是什么呢？
What was his fate?
主的命运是什么？
What was the fate of the Lord?
啊？大家永远记得了哈。
Remember this.
主的命运
The faith of the Lord.
要进荣耀
Is to enter into glory.
到最后进荣耀是不是
He did.
进入极大的荣耀
He entered into a great glory.
主是神的儿子
He is the son of God.
荣耀和他没有什么关系。
And the glory has nothing to do with him.
主从荣耀里面来的。
He came from the glory.
主进荣耀。
So he returned to his glory.
为着我们进荣耀的。
He entered into glory again for our sake.
叫我们有份与神儿子的荣耀命运。
So we can share in his glorious fate.
听不懂了没有？
Do you understand now?
我们的命运是什么？
What is our fate?
我们的命运有份于神儿子的命运。
Our fate is that we can share in the fate of the Son of God.
神儿子命运成了我的命运了。
So that the fate of the Son of God is now my fate.
这个命好不好？
Isn't that a great thing?
想不想再做地上的君王总统了？
Do you still want to be rulers of this world?
什么也不想做了。
No, you don't want that anymore.
我是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
主耶稣道成肉身来为我。
Jesus had come and became a man for me.
为我死。
He died for me.
为我复活。
He resurrected for me.
为我进荣耀。
He entered into glory for me.
叫我有份与神儿子的荣耀。
So I can have a part of his glory.
把我们再唱的诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn again.